Shus of Imari. Mishnah, beginning of the 16th parak for Kisrei, says Matzilun Bnei Adleika, Ben Koren, Ben Chain Koren, even Chaloshin, Lachos, Tulun Gneza. Really comes after the Mishnah, there are three different cases. The case of Koren, basically the case of Nevi'im, case of Nak Koren, case of Ksuvim. The Gemara explains we have the sugya of a Bittul Beis Medrash. The way the Gemara of Design on Bay says, that means Bizman Beis Medrash, says Rashi, that since it's a time that the Shir, the Darshan, says over Halachas, Issa V'Heter, therefore it's more important to know Halachas than Stam doing reading Ksuvim. Therefore, a person should not read it at that time. And then there's something called Ksuvim Chaloshin. That device is something written in any other language, is also always to read. On the third case of Ksum Choloshin, Kamal the Gemara starts off saying, "Brings down Machlokes. What's the lacha negate to the suga of Matzilin?" I mean, the Mishnah says needs Genizo. How by Meshasat Leiko do you save from a fire? Brings down Machlokes of Huna versus Avchizdo. Of Huna says a Matzilin. Of Chizdo says Matzilin. If so, the question: how exactly do you learn the Mishnah? So the Kamal the Gemara explains two ways. There are Chizdo says even though it's Osla Koyo, well, Maisa. Number one, it's chayv in avoka to mimatzlit, and number two, din gnizo. Atzad Hashem, Yerhuna says that even though you're not matzel, still in the gnizo. That means the Mishnah is saying very clear things that are also to read always. You're always in the gnizo. Have machlokes among the maroim. What's lachos negate to the sugya about solo? La locho. They point out that Rav Chizda is a Talmud of Rav Huna, and usually we pass like the Talmud. But since b'chayim or b'chuno, we pass like a chuno of a matzilin. That means things are written b'choloshin. The loch is a matzilin. The Gemara goes on further and says, "Brings down a machlokes in the brayso. What's the loch of things that are written b'choloshin?" The Gemara brings down a maaser of an ear was written in the case of targum. There, the Gemara has three different shitas. That means our Mishnah says a loch is b'choloshin is gnizo. Come on, the brayso says according to Rabbi, he says according to Shmuel Gamliel, he says you put in gnizo. That's our Mishnah. Mash Enkin Rebbe says Mokma Torifai. Rashi says Mokum Gilui Vehefker. And if Yosef Bar Yehuda says Yim Abed Biyad, a person who puts in by a Revish or Tit, Kolfalov, Mabed Biyad, that means the Bryce has three different Shitas. The Mishnah says Geniza, things you cannot read. Mash Enkin the Gemara says either Mabed Biyad or Hefker, a case of Geniza. Now, this idea of Mokum Torifai, again, this first shot over here. So Rashi says Gilu Behefker, and the Ramah, whoever wrote the Pirush in the Ramah, I'm not sure if it's the Ramah or not, right, also means Mokum Gulu Behefker. Agam, there is a Chaznish, who seems to be saying not the way, they want to tie in the idea of Torah means Loy Shiloh by Aviro, and it means the Sugya of Genizo. However, and if it comes up, the Etzem, the idea of there is no Machlokes between Rebbe versus Shimon Gamliel. However, again, I think the Pasha of the Sugya, the Rabbi seems to go from the place, given there are three different sheets over here, what to go do. Allah Maisa, you write something in the Choloshim. Bizman the Gemara, the person cannot read it. How Maisa do we pass him? So come along with the Mishnah Berurah, up here the Rambam. He says, only the reason why Bizman is there, that things are written in Choloshim, we bury it, Gnizo, is because you're allowed to learn it. However, things you're not allowed to learn, the Loch is Mokum Torifoy, Mokum Gila Behefker. That's the Mishnah Berurah, up here the Gaz, up here the Rambam. Verkh the Sharetzin, it's very strange. The Mishnah says Gnizo. The Gemara has three different shitas. If it's Gnizo, Ma'abed Biyad, or Kilo Behefker. We have a Stam Mishnah, we have Machlokes in the Braisa, how do we paskin? Like the Mishnah, Gnizo. So the fact that Shai had seen upon himself, why in the world am I paskin? The Loch is only Gnizo because the Loch is we can read it. Even if we cannot read it, it should be like a Stam of the Mishnah. So the Shai had seen the Sefkot and Lamed. Echem Bechachmai has Manon answer. Since Rebbe is Machria, the halacha is that Rebbe is going in between. That means one saying Ma'amad B'Yidayim, one saying halacha is that a person is Mokum HaTorifoy, Gnizo. So since we have two opposite sides, Rebbe's Machria saying Kate Mokum HaTorifoy, we're going to go like in between. That means even though we have a Stam Mishnah that says Gnizo will knock the Paskin like the Stam Mishnah. That's first Pshana Sugyo. Next. Look in the sugya, we see a yesod over here. That means there's some things that a person carried has kedusha, has a klal negate to kedusha. You want to make the base akisa, kiss, p'dor kiss. You want to not use the blood anymore, you put in geniza. Then we have something that a person cannot read. Not read. And it has this clone over here. What to go do with it? That means you cannot read it. Matzila naft machlik shivuna of chizdo. You can't read it. What to go do with it after it's worn out? To what? What's that loch over here? Is it ma'abedayim or torfoy or kinesis machlikis? We seem to have two different sugyas over here. Where is the second sugya coming from? We don't pass ma'abedayim. We don't do that. That's the grace by you, though. So the question is, what is this second level over here? We have a level that people learn. We have a level of Sefer Zman HaChazal that people could not write, and when they wrote it, you're not going to learn from it. And we have these different halachas, which the machlokes, tanoim and amorim, what to go do, how to look upon it. What is the machlokes? Does this thing be'etzim have kedusha? Or has no kedusha? Except has a different sugya. So there seems to be a machlokes among the Rishonim how to learn. There's one way, the Shitul Ran, he says, be'etzim, there still is kedusha, even though you cannot learn from it. Therefore, it says, halachas in nigniza. But you have to, what's the machlokes over here? What's going on over here? The pashas in the sugya is like the mimi. He says, avad, there's no kedusha at all. Zero kedusha. The sugya that tzala, where's the Gemara, is one with the sugya of bezoyin. Bezoyin kifs a kodesh. There are two ideas over there. The idea of kedusha, the sugya of bezoyin. The achronim, Rabbi Noam Zobah, the Shuvah, the Chalapay, the Moshe, the Shuvah, the Archan, the Elf, the Yom Mordechai Gifter, the numerous rites in the Yisoyed, the two sugyas negetic to Swam Bekolius. The sugya of kedusha, the sugya of bezoyin. That's clear. The Mimi over here. That's the chud machlokes of chud of chizda. Is it blind? Gives a kosher by the leiko. The get things you cannot read. What to go do with it? Nizo or bidaim makom tarifai. And the get the sugya bezayin. What defines bezayin? The argument is the get of bezayin. That's what we're chud of chizda. Chud, that's you side. Chud, that's you. Not both in the cell. We can say maybe what's called chud of can't say that's chud of machlokes. Can't say. We'll chud argue in the get of bezayin over here. 10 cases I bring down to bring down this point over here. For example, when a person writes on top of a page, Beis Hay. What exactly is that? How do we look upon it to get to Kedusha of Bezayin and Gnizo? Beis Hay, what does it stand for? So Moshe and Shuva, Yerodei and Chalakalav, he says it stands for Baruch, and the Hay is the Yudke Vovke, the Hay of Hashem's name. So it's not Baruch Hashem. It says Baruch, and it stands for Hashem because the Hay is one of the issues of Hashem's name. Therefore, said of Moshe, if one east of Hashem's name, the Lochan Shukharach Yodeh and Rish Pei Beis, I think, is when you have a Yod of Hashem's name, you can erase it. There's an Issa Mechiko. Moshe is an Issa Mechiko, no one's erasing the Beis Hay on top of a piece of paper. Then he gets involved, Mitzal the Sugyu Bezoyin. Are you allowed to write a Beis Hay on top of a piece of paper, Mitzal the Sugyu Bezoyin? What defines Bezoyin? Said of Moshe, and then only take this piece of paper and his words aren't true, but Lekanech be Beis Akisai. Anyone use it to wipe himself in the shade with him? That's the definition of bizarre according to our Moshe. They get involved, if you put it into recycled paper and then they make it into tissues, you might have this issue. It says to me, we're not choshish personal connection based on Kisai. It says, we're not choshish in thought of a mocking bizarre. Elamai is most loish chichi. They even want to say, technically you could write it. Goes on further and says, where's this idea to write Beisai on top of a piece of paper? The Shas, Ishami, the Sefta, there's no name of it, why exactly we're doing it for. Therefore, he goes on further and says it's better to write Beis Samach Dalad, B'siyat Yishmael, or it's better to write Beis Ayin Zayin Heishin, Be'ez Hashem, Heishin, he says, it's not the Heiz Hashem's name, it's Heishin over here, it's Hashem. And therefore, there won't even be a Bayah if it is B'mokim B'zayin. But we see how Moshe defines what's the definition of B'zayin, Lekanech B'Beis Akisei. Now, what? He says you're not going to throw up a mokum bezayin. Give the definition. You have to maybe define it a little bit more. Now, there is a shalom among the swarm. Take out the say begins at Kodesh, 200 pages of Sefer on Gnizo. He gets involved, is it true? They say, does it need Gnizo, not need Gnizo? He brings out that the Chaznish and the Rambam Shavar of Yerushalayim Donnefeld said, doesn't need Gnizo. That's how Sheni of Vosner, the Erlet Tzion, Rishon Mazalim said, not need Gnizo.
What is 2 years?
It's a Ramon Shulchan Aruch that says it stands for Hashem's name, part of Hashem's name.
2 yuds
and 3 yuds.
Where's
the only one? It's Ramon Shulchan
Aruch. It sounds like when you're writing in the Baruch of Hashem, you write Hey with Hashem.
So it depends. I mean, first, step by step. So first, is Israel, we call this Halukah Baruch Hashem.
Can you erase it? When there's 2 yuds, the old part of Hashem's name? Can you erase one?
We can look it up in the Shulchan Aruch afterwards. Bez Hashem, Siyat Yishmaya, and Baruch Hashem. So basically, they could bring them a chalik. What do the case of Beis Hay? He does want a tain over there that it's true. Maybe on Moshe when he wrote it, he felt Beis Hay is Hashem's name. But everyone, all of us, when we write Beis Hay, we mean Baruch Hashem. So he went to send his tain over to Eliyashu. Eliyashu says, "Well, I think Moshe did not know that." Moshe still knew that. Still says better not to write that way. Fine. So Moshe is a shadow. What he could do with the island, according to Moshe, not really need Gnizo. Others will argue do. But most of them say do not need Gnizo. But still, Moshe is better to switch it to the sugya of Bezayin. At the local Bezayin, to switch the words over. A second idea over here against sugya of Bezayin, maybe more Negeo, is that when a person has Hashem's name, Lashon HaKodesh, that's his name. In English, G and then the O and then the D. Those letters, when you write it, does it have Kedusha? Meaning, can you erase Hashem's name that's written in English? So that's basically our sugya over here. That means the Shaarat Zin brings down the Mog Avraham, that brings down the Shulta Gibarim, that brings down the Riaz. He's discussing, says the Shulta Gibarim and the Riaz. Number one, Som Shalanu, that's written in Ksav Shalahem, is Niganizo. And number two, he says, that Askeris Sayyim, says the Mog Avraham, the Shemus, that's written in their language, Negate Shvua, Negate Mechiko, what's the halacha? Says the Mog Avraham, ending off with the Shulta Gibarim, Toiv Lahachmer. Says the Sharatin, what does that mean over here? What do you mean the idea over here of the Askur is saying the names that are written in English? The loch is Negeta Shvua and Negeta Sugya of Mechiko. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Negeta Shvua, he says the Pella, Shvua is B'chol Oshem. Avada, Hashem's name in English, Mokma Shvua is the Din Deraiso, says the Chavetz Chaim. Mash Enki Negeta Mechiko, the Issa Mechiko, is Dafka and the Zayin Shemois. Have it erased Hashem's name in any of the other of his names in English is Mutter. So maybe what he means over here, when he writes the whole guy Ksav, not just Hashem's name, you write Psukim over here. But otherwise, to erase Hashem's name in English, Lamaisa, it's Mutter. That's our Sharet Zion. Therefore, Alokho, Mishavuah and Simon Pehe, when he discusses this in and over there, he writes, let's say a person, and he writes Gimel Aleph Tes in Yiddish, he writes the word Gut over there, and he writes it also in Russian. Yes. What's Alokho?
What?
Has an apostrophe in there? Or? I can look it up. Yeah. So over there, the Mishnah Berurah, he writes it. He says, what's a locha? So he says, neget erasing it. He has no kedusha. Yelan erasing Hashem's name in Yiddish, he writes. And in Russian, and Lechuhud in English, the same exact thing. However, he says, in the second sugya b'zayin. So b'zayin, to say in the Sheritim, makom matunuf, you cannot go do that. To say Hashem's name in English in the bathroom is b'zayin, that's also. Mashiach can erase the Kedusha, that Lamaisa, there's no Kedusha in the Oisius. There's a Kedusha in the Mizayin. He does go on further and says, but let's say you want to say Hashem's name in English by a Shvur, or by a Klolo, or to say for no reason in vain, Shemai Mavatola in English, that he says, even Issa der Iso. They point out, Negate Mechikah Hashem's name in English, G dash D, Lamaisa is Mutter. The Makarf Mechikah is Apostolic in Re'e, Loisasa Ken Hashem Lakechem. This Amira by Hashem's name, in Pesuk Veschanim, as Hashem Lachech Tiro, is even in English. So someone in anger says, oh my, and says, G-D, you even Issa Dereiso, says the Chavetz Chaim. You erase it, Mutter. So when I got married, my wife, I told her this halacha. So now when she gets angry, she says, oh my Hashem. And it doesn't really work out that well. I laugh every time she does that. Oh my, it doesn't, try, you get angry, oh my Hashem. Doesn't really, but Meiser, forget, you're not living this derais over here. But that's Meiser Kulu Chavetz Chaim, that's a din derais. So you have to realize the different sugyas intertwine themselves in Chavetz Chaim by us with Shari Zion. Shua is derais. Same with our Tolas is derais. Raising it at Meiser's mutter. And there's also nothing to give Bezoyin, not saying the Shari Zion over here. Malacha, again, the idea of erasing it, there are those who argue, this is a chokmah, the other one says to me machmer, l'maisa, it's a shach in Yerodeo, and I'm kiveg in tshuva, and the graz in peye, betzim before, and it's ready to rajma in tshuva also, l'maisa to erase it is mut over here. Now, once we see this idea over here, that there's two sugyas, Kedusha and Mazayin, and I think, again, that's machlokes over in the sugya of Chizr and Arfono, and Rebbe of Shem Gamliel, and Yosef Yehuda, take it now to get to money in English. Take it to the bathroom. That means a person over here, no one over here is coming over here to take their money, which is at this point. No one's wiping themselves with their money. But can a person come, it used to be something called penny loafers, or people have a chain with money, or can you count your money in the bathroom? Right? A person does not have internet at home, what do you do in the bathroom? So you have to do something. So you can you count your money? Take out the money you have at home. Can you count it? It says why? On the dollar bill it says, in Hashem we trust. It's in English. Is there an Isser having Hashem's name inside the bathroom? No din kedusha, but the Isser of mitzvah sugya b'zoyin. Somebody says, brought down the swarm, the Isser question was from the Zalman, from Sharmberg, from Nashik Klein, from Belsky, from Sharkosi, and others, like Taino. If you're wiping yourself with it, you might have an issue. But Stamman, our bathroom is beautiful, our bathroom is over here, it's wonderful, terrific. Chor, there's no problem taking out, there's no sugya b'zoyin. Outside of Sheni, there's some Iskirelitz, and there's some Strumbach, from Dovin Feinstein, and the Das Yudo, and they want to say Minchas Sitzchem this way. They want Taino, a person take it out, it's a place like Kisei, to share it to him, walk him with Tulof. Bayam tzad ha-sugya b'zoyin. But they point out, once the sugya has been tzad b'zoyin, not kedusha, we know when we go to the bathroom, what do we have to go do? Kiss b'tar kiss. Over here, it's not the sugya kedusha, over here, it's b'zoyin. Even those who are being machmer, be'ikin being machmer, only tzad ha-sugya b'zoyin, avad your pocket's water. You don't have to have it in your wallet inside your pocket. The sugya over here, it's not the idea of b'zoyin. So shell is, can you take it out and count it, or leave it inside your pocket? But kiss with a kiss, I got my scene 1-2, so I want time to be machmer. Maybe they'll be chosen the Chokhmah Sodom. You hold that Meister, there is Ismechik, there is Isakusho. I got my thing the Chokhmah Sodom, maybe saying that's nothing to get a bazillion to erase it. You can argue the point. But Ma'ikim, if you go back to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no Dikkadush over here. The only sugars left over the bazillion, the argument is, take out the bathroom is the bazillion. But there's no din of kiss with a kiss, having inside your pocket. No bayam inside the sugar bazillion.
Why isn't it like a safe and a custom
meal? We'll get to that, but we'll get to the Sifchaval. We'll get there.
How do we know that
this
because
this is
Tola and this is
a Dinah Kedusha? Well,
this is
Kisperkis.
That's how
come that. Doesn't have Kedusha, it's custom men.
What kind
of. They're writing GST, they're thinking of who knows what.
Okay.
Shishitu.
So burn your money, go ahead, burn your money. I'm not going to stop. Before you go, just give it to me, I'll burn it for you.
Has it been a custom men?
No, we'll get to the Sifchaval. No. But the Maisa again, so one of you said, I didn't come out, there's two things in the Sugil. The Sugil in the Gerd to Kedusha, the Sugil in the Gerd to Bezoyin. And therefore, even though the whole form is Mana Chazal, a person cannot read it, that Dimit HaBezoyin seem to be in the Machlokes over here. Next point. There's another side over here called Eis Las Hashem, a few of us are a Pasuk in Tehillim, and Perek Kuf Yutes. Meaning, there are certain things that we've seen the Aser, Kemal Chazal, and says, due to the mass of the situation, when the mice can be mutter. That means, in our sugya comes along, that we have things over here that a person, Eev, and Targum, mice, a person cannot read. Therefore, Eim Atzilim. Kamul Tresba also Nafkuf Tetzvob, who shouldn't they speak out, that even though in those days, the halacha was, they could not read it, and therefore we even would pass it in those days, not a Dignizah against the Mishnah, and even not Matzilim. Help is manazeh, since Eish Lash Hashem, therefore a person can read it. Once they can read it, there is a sugya of Matzilin, and there is a sugya of Gnizo. Now, to bring out this point, there are two sugyas by us. We got two or three different sugyas. The idea of Eish Lash Hashem, and try to understand these sugyas over here. First, Negeta, what is he said over here, and now a sugya Negeta, the idea of reading Chol Hashem. So, the Gemara says, Megillah of Gittin, that the idea of Torah Shabbat has to be written in a sefer. A sefer means it has to be in klaf, number one, number two has to be diyoy, number three has to be ksav ashuris, number four has to be lashon hakodesh. That's that we have a right to write things in a sefer. Sefer has to have these chashivas to it. If you're missing these things, if you're in b'chol lashon, split with any other ksav, it's not within the klaf. There's a bayam that's the sugya of sefer, and if it's written that way, bezman chazal, you cannot read it. Came along, we have this concept of here, come along with Shainim, and we're signing the Sugya Gittin, the idea of Eis Lash Lashem, that we can write on a piece of paper, not on a cloth, we can write it B'chol Lashem, we can write it B'Ksav Ashur, but not B'Ksav Ashuris. Where are they coming from? The Gemara and Gittin are sending it to, that's about two things in the Gemara, one, the case they're sending it first to, is that the Gemara of Samach HaBei discusses Can a person write Torah Shebaal Peh and B'Ksav? Torah Shebaal Peh is made to be Baal Peh. Can you write it down? And vice versa, Torah Shebaal B'Ksav, you'll have to say Baal Peh. The Gemara points out we have a series of psukim in Kisiso. The Pasuk starts off, K'sav L'chos Dvar Me'ilo. The Pasuk starts off with the Issa Din K'sivo. And the Pasuk goes on further, Ki Api Dvar Me'ilo Krat L'cho Krat L'cho Gris. So it starts with the Pasuk K'sivo and ends off with the idea of Dibur. Says the Gemara, Alocho, the Dvar Me'ilo B'Ksav E'ef Shalom Balpeh. What tell Alocho Ma'isin Simin Memtes. And therefore, there's a big tumult Friday night by Kiddush, Piyasei by Chul Balpeh. It's Tvom Shem B'Ksav, it comes to be Yitz others, and therefore the Shemir Shabbos, the Tosav, means that a person should not say Balpeh, Shem B'Ksav. That's one sugyo. Then there's another sugyo for a character that you cannot write down Balpeh, B'Ksav. You cannot write down the Gemara, you cannot write down the Mishnayis, you cannot write down the Farshim. But we do write down. The question, how in the world do we write down the Gemara, the Mishnayis, the Farshim? Tvom Shem Balpeh. You cannot say B'Ksav. Kuhnu misplaced with the Issa D'Raisa over here. Says the Gemara, on early in the Samach, why is Lashon L'Hashem refuse her Sechel? Why, Bizman, due to the darkness and people forgetting things, and we can explain things that well, and due to the Matzim and the Tzarech of society, King Lom Chazal, and the Matzim, the person has the right to take Torah Shebaal Peh, and might say, write it down over here. Building upon this, says the Rishen, but also now with Sukyo, who did a person has the right to take this form that has a loch of a sefer of klath and dioy and naksav ashur is losh akkadish and due to eis lasas like we see the sugya gittin of Torah Shebaal Peh eif shloim eif shal telichtoy the loch will come along with manazeti mekul he also will take away the din sefer will come along and say a person can write b'chol loshin a person can write in the case it's not klath do not be ksav ashurus. A similar idea, also the sugya in Gittin. The Torah is given over, Machlokes Gemara is Torah Megillah Megillah Nitnu, Megillah Megillah Nitnu, or Chesim Chesim Nitnu. How is the Torah given? It was given at the end with all one thing altogether, but when it, every time it happened, it came out to give over Parsha Parsha. Gemara's Maskon is whether it was given over Chesim or Megillah, but at the end of the day, yet, the only way to write a Sefer Torah is by the end of the day putting it together. To write one pasuk, to write Torah Tzivu Lo Moshe, to write Shema Yisrael, to write it by itself is an issur. You have to write not just a sefer, meaning the style how to write, but the man has to write. You have to write the kol Torah kulo all together. If the Rambam and pasuk in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch in your day Reish Pei Gimel, you cannot write a pasuk in Islami to learn from it. The loch is the only way to write a pasuk, and you plan to connect it to making it the whole Torah, Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Otherwise, stop to write one pasuk. No, why either simin it nu or megillah it nu, but you have to plan to attach it. David Muhammad says you cannot write Machumash Gracious. You cannot write Shemois. You cannot write Vayikra. You cannot write any parashas by itself. Shema, all these things in the Maaseh Osur. Maaseh, what do? We have all the time things that are in by itself. L'slamid. So again, come along the Rosh. I brought down by the Shach and Taz over there in Rishpah Gimel to argue with the Mechabel Chura, not the Rambam. Is last Lashem of Yisrael Sechel. Due to the Matz and the Tzarech, especially before they had the printing press, to write all the time, they couldn't go do that. People needed things, whether they needed a Siddur, they needed a certain Parashis to go learn, things by itself. Due to that concept, they came along and they were Matur, the person could write L'Islamid, even Chalok of the Torah. So it comes out that best thing we seem to have this idea of Islashes three times Halacha. We have two of them that's brought out by us, the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, to write down, says the Magavram, by us. Halacha is a person can Islashes can write it down. Number two, we see by us by the Sugya, by the idea of by Teleiko, that a Sefer that can be written with Chol Oshim. Number three, the price coming down, the person has the right to write even the amount of the Torah by sections. Don't you even write one pasuk by itself?
Can you write part of a
pasuk? Yeah, Now,
who would decide what says
Lashon? Who decides Chazal? Now, sorry. Okay, no, it doesn't sound that way. No. Now, Bas Masigah, Kamal the Magavram.
Just to remember, just to write a passing
on the paper. We'll get to try to answer what you said. Great question. So, step by step. First, Kamal the Magavram, being done in Ramon Shuva. Ramon Shuva says that the seven Ksav out there, something called Ksav Ashuris, that's how the seven Torahs are in, something called Ksav Shita. Rashi's script, or our script. Kamal Ramon, Shuva, wants to title, why in the world do we make up this Rashi script with this idea of script over here? What are people writing the script for? We'll have this Rashi script. Says the Magaravon, by also again being down the Ramon Shuva, he says, because since Torah Shuva Peh, the loch is you should not write down. Except about Eis Lasois, but my son, why get involved Eis Lasois? Let's use Rashi script. Rashi script is not nichel together of a ksav, and therefore says if it's bal peh, you take Torah bal peh and you write it down. But Rashi script command the lesson, and if it is Torah bal peh, building upon this says the Mogavam, he wants to answer Akasha. Why in the world? How is it that today that we're matter for loshen is ksav? How matter called ksav? So his first text says, "Why? Because it ain't called the Kim Ksav Ashuris." But it says, "Benik bring down the Ramon Shuva," and says, "You know why? Because you're running Ksav Shito, Ksav of Rashi. Ksav of Rashi as if doesn't count over here, as if it's Baal Peh, and therefore there's no problem with running it with Ksav Rashi." So first, a Chiddush Pshat is saying the Ramon, word of Magavro, that Ksav Rashi is not nichel get a ksav, negated to the Eis Lasois, you're coming to say. One Eis Lasois, when you're Baal Peh, to write down, is not nichel get a writing down Baal Peh, Torah Baal Peh. And says, Mogavram, a step further, and therefore, the loch negates to give safer, that we, how can we write not a ksav Ashuris, write a ksav Shito in Rashi. Therefore, actually, my daughter came home from school yesterday and asked her what she's learning 2 days ago. Says she's just following Rashi script. Why do we have to learn Rashi script for? What's the point of learning about Rashi? All the new Svarim, all the new Chumashim, they don't have Rashi script anymore. Everything is squared right now. What's the point of learning Rashi? So Betzim, the Ramah is saying the ascent of Rashi is to get around the Sugya of Eis Lasois. Now just to understand what exactly is this the Ramah is saying. The Ramah is saying that Ksav Ashuris, that's a Ksav. Ksav Shitu Rashi is not a Ksav. What's French? What's English? What's everything in between? And then we'll get to the square letters, right? Step by step. So first, what?
It's only after the Eis Lasois.
He's saying no, we don't have to come onto Eis Lasois. He's trying to get around. We'll get to why he wants, doesn't want to get onto Eis Lasois. So the Machlokes handle Eis Lasois. We'll try to get there.
How do you understand the place this other?
Well, we'll try to get step by step. First pshat is Ramon Shuva. The Betim and Machlokes, you read the Machlokes Shekel versus the Yad Ephraim. What is Pesham in this Ramon? That means the Machzor Shekel is saying Betim Ksav, Goyim, French, and English, that's a Ksav. Rashi, that's not a Ksav. And therefore, Nichol Gedel Baal Peh. The Yad Ephraim says, Fakert, the only Ksav is Ksav Ashuris. Everything else, French and English, and everything else is Spanish, that's not a Ksav. Ksav is the only Ksav Ashuris. First, the Machlokes, Navono, what is the Pshat in the Ramon? He's saying only Shito, only non-Ashuris. That's one question. Building upon that, take a step further. My father asked me, what's all these square prints? Right now, everyone's using everyone as a square. People don't have to know anymore. Rashi script, person's about true, he has to learn Ksav Ashuris, then he has to learn the square print, he has to learn Rashi print, and then he has to learn the script over here. It's much easier, Lavnu Svarim, to have all these Gemaras now, and this Chumashim. There's no such thing as Rashi print. Everything is squared now. Square is very similar to Ksav Ashuris. Squared. We're boys. Ksav, we're boys. What most of what we're having right now. What exactly is that? Is that Ksav Ashuris or not? So, also look at Malachim. This is Liazzi points out that when you write a Sebetario Avada, since we have special locks against the Suez Oisius and the Tagim and the different Yisaitis, if you do write a square, it will not work. It's not Nichol Gedel of Ksav Ashuris. Not Ksav Ashuris. What is it? It's gained idea of Ksav Shito. That's how the Shani Nishma Shabbos says, what do you mean? If you'd write that way, the Svarim hold your Yitzel. And the Evan maybe hold your Yitzel. they want find this nechel getter b'sam rishirus. So first, because in the Ramah itself, what the getter is, the machlokes, what do you hold the shalu shenis are, number one. And number two, where do you put squared? Are squared like Savshita or Savashirus?
What are squared like?
Well, we have. Well, you take out your Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't that look like
Ashurus? It's not Ashurus. It's squared.
Why is it not Ashurus?
Because you won't be Yaitse Abashkinazi, but certainly you won't be Yaitse Samatara. The Nabashu is the target that if you learn the Klolim, if you would write Samatara like this, it won't be Kosher. That's why I'm saying nice it is. That's quite a good question.
If you look at the English letter, the tribes, the shapes of the letters, and I it looks like these letters.
You know the Klum Negev to the ACS in the same Torah? You learned Simon Lama Beis? You learned Simon Lama Beis? So over there, it'll come out that you're Yotzi writing like this, but the Mishnah Berurah or not. Why not?
Why is it pretty
different? Well, okay, we're not looking at on base right now. We're just
why is Greek
that partial
of that one? That gives an argument to the point. That's that here. That kind of gives some part of the argument. Each one. Now, the Maiso, the Maskon of the Maghreb Rome, he had two truths and want to answer how the world was matching the Cholosh and Mksavacher. One, he says, Einon of Ekiim, Mksavashiris. And secondly, he said this malach in the Ramon Shuvah. Maestro Mishmur left out the second malach. He writes in the Mishmur and the Sharetzin only the first malach. Why are not writing Ksav Ashurus? So because Eish Lassus would not became Ksav Ashurus. So it's not clear that we pass like this Ramon Shuvah anyway. It sounds like the Chadashi wants to argue. But Oid, especially the idea, extending the idea of the Ramon when he's discussing Torah Shabbat, that Eish Lassus, extending to the Eish Lassus and then again the signal of Sefer. Two different Eish Lassuses. Now, in the sugya of Eis Lassus, seems to be the main question is, how do you understand Eis Lassus? Is it once given to history, is a sugya of Hotsho, once the mutter, we're not concerned saying, this case yeah, this case no, do I really need it, do we don't need it, stop judging, do I really need it, then maybe I'll be machmer, because I don't really need it, no, because I'll say it's mutter, keep it Hotsho. No, when you have a tzarek, we'll make all Eis Lassus. There's no Eis Lassus, or back to the Ikka Locha, come on to be Machmer. That means the question is, I'll mention Bicker, at least 10 of Kavinas over here, of how to apply the Sugyo of Eis Lassus, is it Mitzad Hutsho, Mitzad the Sugyo of Tchoyo? This is a very simple marshal on Sif Yudalib by the Sugyo of Kameo. You save it by the Sugyo of Tleiko. Kimmel with Taz, Tor, they said by Kameo, you can save it by fire. You must as a kid, but today the Maisi again, why can the Maisi you can go use it? Come on, Bay says, being down the Rajman says, we don't have any Eis Lassus over here. Mishmur says, a case of not Kuch Nefesh, no Eis Lassus. Says, if there's Shishan, what's a Machlokes? Pasha Machlokes, who wants a Taina, is a Chodshu or Dechoyo. You say, once you ever have to write these things down, like Kameo, got this specific case not, is not a Chodshu over here. But close, we have a Heter. Therefore, it can be Matzah with Leiko. Masha and Kandu Rajman says, not the way. Lalocho, the Machaber, Ikamnum. And that's how the Magarav, Mishmur, Graz, our Chashukh, all pass, like the first Shito. The Loch is not literally Kosev. And they seem to understand, at least by Kameo, the Loch is to be Machmer. You can't save it. It's not made to be written down. Now, we say a bunch of Kaminas. Any good Lam to say why this case is different. But just the simple Chakir over here is the Hoshu and the Chuyo. A second example, a Sefer that a Tzibur does not need, that you wrote in English. Someone wrote a Chumash in English that Tzibur does not need. Because everyone in Maisa knows Lashon HaKodesh. So, the words of the Mechaber, when he says over this halacha, he says, in Sif Yud Beis, She'oisa am b'kiyim boy. Lashon Achad, the Oisa am l'maisa, they know this Lashon to go use this halacha, this din. Says the Magar Vom, brought down with Mishmura, Apir Iran, let's say that Tzibur over here does not know this language. That means, let's say you have it in the Eretz Yisrael, they write something in Chinese. And nothing over here is in Chinese, no one understands the language. Maisa, there's no point over here, there's no tzarech over here. Therefore, the loch is, it should not be written. And if it's written, the person has no right to go save it.
In China.
But, yeah, too. The Oid says the Mishnah, another idea, according to the Rana Peter Ravid, even if you personally, you know the language, but since you're Baki and Lashon HaKodesh, the loch is still, it's not nochid for you to go use English. Let me just sounds like a person knows Chumash. You do not use, need to use a stone Chumash. To go use it, the word of the Halacha is Eini Nochon. Let me just clear up 2 points over here. Number one, if the Isa Amma Napakim, the Maisa, the Halacha, you cannot write it, no Dinah Matzolo. And then the personal thing over here, if you know your Baki Lashon HaKadosh, the Halacha, you should not use the case of English. Now the focus over here, now Baki, again, you can argue most of Napakim. Although, that's to use a stone Chumash, no problem with that. Now, the question over here really is, when a person, when he comes along and he has this idea that a person, Isa'am, what defines Isa'am Bekiyam Boy? Means wave, meet. I mean, we do have French people here, we do have Spanish people here, five people. What's the notion of Isa'am? A yochid? Seems to be very missing over here. Since Rosh Hashanah gets involved, that's very sensible over here. What's the definition of Isa'am? Well, the second thing, come on, Chayim Noh, says the Shulchan, he makes different levels over here. He says first, something that was French, been to France, and then it was, went and got to China. Says, you're in Beheter. Again, no one in China uses it. It's left behind. Say the Badu, Matzel, no problem. Beheter, Matzel. He says for carrot, let's say they print things in French in China, but they plan to ship it to France, because it's very cheap in China. The Vada is written better. And of course, even in China, before they ship it, you have a right to go save it. He says, he starts clarifying what happens when someone printed something be'isser, and then ended up being in a place be'heter. They printed it in China, French, and they did not plan to ship it. But somehow got to France. That kind of is a good question. He said a fourth thing. He says, in his days, right, because Vada is a bigger 80-100 years ago, that we have, he says, mail. And the whole entire world really is connected, things get from place to place. So he says anything that's printed any place in the world can write Chinese in France, and Spanish in America, all these things. Since it gets from one place to another, it's all nichel to get an Oisa'am. And the other people to use it, they can't get there. And therefore, he wants a taina that even the Mishabu up in the Maghreb Rav up in Iran, was with the Muhammad bringing down, the look is no problem, you have to be matzel. And he's writing it again 80 years ago, 100 years ago. Allah has come today, l'chur, this Chumrah does not practically apply. The Vada things that are printed, a Vada does have its use, and you have a right to go print it, and therefore Vada Mamakam of a Deleika, a person does save it. A third Nachmanides of a Hutra Dechuyah is discussing over here, Eis Lasis is not only the safer, the style, how to write it, but the amount, what to go write. Now, again, like I mentioned before, the Mechaber says also to write a possible Islami, we pass on the thousand shots. Is
that
80
around
here? Chaim, no. So it's a Shulchan.
See, Mishnah Berurah also had
mail. Mishnah Berurah was, when he was he's 50 years before, and his mail was very different than our, than the Chaim Noah's mail. Probably 80 years before. Again, back to the idea of writing a Sefer, the map what to go right over here. So can you, Maisa, write one pasuk. Can you write Shema Yisrael and hang it up in your room? Torah Tziva, hang it up in your room. So first, the Talmud says, even though we have an Eis Lasal Hashem, a person wants to write a pasuk, hang it up in his room, a simon, or a nice thing, says, what's the Eis Lasal? Also, says in Mishabura, Chayodom, you want to hang up in your sukkah, the sukkah teishu shivas yomim. To write it and hang it up, what's the Eis Lasal? If you can tell me, you're going to read the Hirotzin and the Sukkotashu and the Tzarek over there, the Seder. But no your decoration. Where's the Eis Lasis? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the people on the Talasin, they put a Pasuk there. What's the Eis Lasis? The understanding Eis Lasis is a Dechuyo. You have a Tzarek, you have a Heter. No Tzarek, there's an Is over here. You can't have no Sukkim, not Psukkim.
Sukkim was already written.
I was very clear. I said to write and hang. I was very clear not for anyone to correct me. Outside of Shady, the Nireish Pei Gimel, where this Taz is, Kamul Lashach, it says, but my on the same Torah, on the mantles, that Sukkim there. Chanis Bash the Minik, that Eis Lasis is Hutshu. So Shach Lamai says, no problem. The Earth Lener, Tovar Islam Ches, before the Mishnah Berurah, he wrote, I can hang up the Sukkot Teishu Shivas Yomim, Shach. That's right in the minig over here. Eis lasis is a sugya of butcher over here. Basically, last year in Sukkot, I came home. My daughter's going to take care of the decorations, and there are a lot of things. Sukkot teishes shivas yomer. I said I made them take it down. So I had a rough came over on Sukkot. He told me I was 100% wrong. 100% wrong. Why? He says whether mishmura or not mishmura, this is to write it. But once it's written ready, no issue to hang it up, and therefore it's brought down the chodeshani and the liashiv. Once it's ready, brought even to go by, there's no problem. Myself, I still think you take it down, you shouldn't have it. Whether you can get a lamb inside the sugi misayeya, because myself, no one buy it, they won't print it. I got the sefer harimu michshel, sefer lifnaiver, a 700-page sefer. He comes up with one of the times there's no iser of lifnaiver because they have right to the shach and the aruch there. But I think there's certainly a kind of mechinuch over here that the mechanic children. That Maisa, I hope this year they'll remember, and not this year, the next year they'll remember. They'll remember that this idea that we don't write Pesukim over for no reason, the idea of Tzarech over here. So, the Rav at the end of the day said, yeah, as Chinuch, he might have a point.
They should have read in school.
Yes, in school, 100%. They should learn that way, and they should tell the teachers that way, right? The Mechanech, the teachers, 100%. Okay, no, so if you're putting it off again, let's say the five of them, there's certain ones that are not reminding you, not telling you anything. You can walk in beside the Mishnah Berurah, the Bach, after Kavanim, Shabbat Yomim, after Nanai Kovid, you're right. But most of them are Nichol, you get a purely Lenoi. They have that all, they have everything up there. They have everything.
What about the mantle?
No, that's a shach. No, it's not me. I'm not going to buy a mantle. Right, I'm not going to buy a mantle. I'm talking about it. Another example I speak out on invitations. To have this psukim of the invitation is a mutter also. Again, if you're on islasis, welcome islasis. Otherwise, and then again, can't make machon against these people. They have a shach. Again, I said, very much says no little thing. I said, "Sheni, the Meister Shach and the Mishnah Berurah. How the Meister should pass like the Aruch Hashulchan? Never blowing the same as the body Yish Lachmer. Loch is not to write what Shach Meister Meikel, Shach and Bachel Meikel against the Taz who's Machmer. Meister Mishnah Berurah went like the Taz. No, again, we said Bezoyin did not. If he's going to connect himself, you're right. You have a point. Now they do. Now if you read the invitations, most of them are Israel, and even those in America, they seem to know how to play around with the words. Sefer Kinzer Kodesh, the back of the sefer is like 20 pages, taking psukim, and to switch them around to look like kamat the same thing, but not be the same thing. And you look at them, they are very similar, but they're not the same. They're not. And kamat all invitations, you're like, oh, the guy, the printer made a mistake. He got the pasuk wrong. No, he got the pasuk wrong. Not be a pasuk. They can't give you a brach over here. My mother, that is an invitation, that's true. But they're doing it, but kavona that way. So make sure, and if you edit it, they might have a shayla halacha now. Ask, how can you do that? Because that's not Islamic. So, but there are numerous ways of changing circum around, even circum teshu. A lot of times they switch things around. I remember 25, 30 years ago, they started selling luluf cases that had a posik. Then they stopped that. They wrote Lekat Lechem, .. creates .. Why? Because the loch is negates to give sirtut. The words are three or four words, but two words are not a posik. Two words are not as if you wrote anything down at all. So the reason why they're doing two, Lekat Lechem, that's no problem. Kazam creates, well, you wrote four words, but Lizarek. But then come to Machmer for the Mishnah Berurah Shito, and they write Lekat Lechem, .. the better ones. And they still sell the ones the whole posik. That's the other. But making the machmirim, a shaft, they have a shaft. All the food I said. So you go like Mishnah Berurah, it's not the way. Mishnah Berurah, Chol Chol. Now, no.
Why?
Take out the Gezer Kodesh if you want to be out there.
Why wasn't the Shach worried about Tzirtut? My
father, the time wise, my father gets, the only one that's supposed to ask questions is my father, no one else. Now, you could ask, Shvishi Hashem Lenegdi Sovid, you see it all the time in the Arkadish. Yes, Kimitzi and Tetzi Sovid. So, you could time it up. Where's Eis Lassus over there? So, basically, we can come from three different avenues. One is the idea of saying a Sefer has to be the whole entire thing, that's in Torah. Miski Mitzian, Wis Shushi Hashem, Sanas, and the Bimu Ksuvim. What's the reason why we have to write the whole time one thing together? Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, either is Ksimnitnu or Megillah, they plan to connect it. Who says Halacha applies by Nevi'im? It's not that simple. The grass says applies by Nevi'im. Or Chashuv wants to say it's not applying, then he has a Kasha Adu Hashem, so it does apply, yet Sarachi and Godel. Maisha the Shuvah Mahama says it's not applied by Nevi'im. Now those who want Taino, that Torah Shabbos, all those who want Taino, it's not applied by Nevi'im. One question. Void, now you still have the Shach. Keep it in history, history. One of those who want Taino, by certain cases, Fisher Shem, by the with Chavis Davint, is supposed to Ma'or, is supposed to do something. Now, since it might Ma'or, and that's the whole point, Ma'or the Chazan, the calamity is a tzarech. And you could maybe argue, maybe, on our Kodesh, maybe it is Ma'or or not Ma'or, I'm not sure. But you have the Shachovir, in the case of the Vim, the might Ma'or, is certainly much more what to rely upon, and a lot of Davint against the Mishnah Berurah here. A lot of Davint is not Ma'or, knowing this book off. That's a different circuit, that's not a
circuit.
Right. I didn't say so. I said Kimitsina, said Shri Shah, I might not say that. No. Because the makar for having a whole sefer, the one gittin, is it by the case of Torah. Either Chesimininu by Moshe Rabbeinu or Megillininu. The makar is Torah. Now they're showing the question how far they took it. Now, let's be a little bit more practical. Kamal Sam Sofer, and he writes in Shuman Archaim Simon Reish Ches Sam Sofer. That person, when he writes a Sefer for COVID, for the content of their COVID, people heard about it. You write a Sefer, why? To pass him the name, he enjoys it, make it for money. Mishnah says, Nogin Shmei, Ovin Shmei. So Taina is it Ace Lassel Hashem? Was it? Lateten, beyond COVID. He says, someone ain't Isla Hashem, how is it become Omed, or even Isidar Isa? Someone writes Torah Shabbat Per, Beksav, Shlun Ishmo, to write a Sefer, you're even Isidar Isa of writing to Baal Per, Beksav. Lamaisa, Shemati, there might be a Sefer to Althea, not that way. There was Shlun Ishmo. How do you defend that? Lamaisa, Shlun Ishmo, you're even Isidar Isa. Bhagavan by us brings down the Lacha about back not right because I've only of Ace Last Lashem. Ask me Lashem. So, Kamalan Nilharis Nossen, and he tries to defend this because he has a bunch of chewers over here. Like Tom the Chelak Hay and Chelak Yud Aleph. One thing starts with saying right away. First of all, we have a Klal, Shloy Lashmo, Bol Lashmo. It's Aleph. Void, he says, we have been a Klal Yisrael, the Shach already. Hotro, give me history, a Gam. They're mixing up two different Ace Lashes over here. Well, they have other reasons why over here. Maybe there's a mixture over here of Kovin, also Lishma over here. Again, about what happens when he's Lishma. If you learn Lishma over here, Yichavadas, he's Machinimus Chuvus over here. Why the Olim not seem to be worried about this concept? But then the best thing is, not to get involved with Shiloh, I do everything Lishma over here. Ace Lashes, Lashem over here. So, a fifth Nafkimino.
Would it be also to
write that Sefer
once it was there?
So the issue is to write it, not to read it. The only question, can you save in the fire? So when you're in the fire, you're going to have to think, can I save the Sefer? Was it Lishma or not? But otherwise, the Avadi, you can't learn from it. Yes, it's far.
Copy and paste
this
into the writing.
We'll get to maybe that. Of course, yeah. Now, other Nafkamino, let's say you want to write something purely for Goyim to go learn from it. Come on, the Magarav, Mishmur, they have a problem. How in the world write Svarim for Goyim? Oscar says, a Shemati, not that I heard from them, that the Goyim want to print the stone in Chinese or whatever. The question was, can you print for Goyim? The Holy said, Islaz Hashem, the Kalani, so, direct the Magarav, how in the world can we print these things for Goyim? So he does go on further and say, he quotes a Beersheba. And what I know that maybe for them to learn the Vim and Ksuvim is good to know Matan, they should learn the Chumash of Yisrael. But Meister Mishmur ends up saying, Meister, not that simple. And Makom saying, not that simple. You can write these things for Goyim. Where's the Tzarek over here? Come along, Shlomo Zalman says, whoa. The Chumash, the idea over here of Haku writes from his Manazer, we have Bayam tells us to go of writing a Shlomo Shmo, and we have Bayam Chassam Sefer, what's that, writing Svarim? Elamak is Kim Hotcho. That's our head for us for writing our Purushim on a Sefer and selling it. Same thing. Ocho. That's why the music is sell to the game over here. Same idea. Do you know, we can write for ourselves. Same thing, what time can we write Grand, the song for Grand Walter? Why, what time is the Sugar Beer's Ocho? Not the Sugar Beer's the end of the Koyo. I said that for that will be an afkamina in these svaras. A London like you should be able to all the 10 of these afkaminas, why each one's different. That's your job. I'm telling you the simple abono make easier, otherwise the chabro will get a little bit out of hand. Take another case over here. The bialocha does bring down the mice at the end of the day, the person knows Loshon HaKodesh. The loch is, a person should not use a stone chumash. Should not go use it. Now, myself, is that those who first want to argue the point and say, Kiv Jehoshua Hoksha? I mean, if you realize, Mishmuel Kamal every single time is being machmer. You always take time to Sugyot Choyot. But if you want to tie it up from the Shach already, once the motor is motor, and Mishmuel Shitasa, you can argue against the Mishmuel and say, you have a right to use English. That means if you have a potik hanging up in the Sukkah, you can use a stone chumash. Right? Or you go to that, it could be fellows up there. That's what Shomazam Etzim is standing over here. Va'id, come on the Chaznish, he wants to tie the whole Chumrah of this Siran up in the Raivit. That person who knows is Baki Lashon HaKodesh should not use the idea of using in English. He says that's Dafkin in the case over here when a person is writing up in Klaf. Well, Avashim are anyway printed, and printed as a get of being Ein Balpeh. So anyway, the loch is can use b'choloshim, because anything that's bal peh is the gedah of b'choloshim, ma'ase mutter. So he wants to even argue to be a loch on things that are printed. So he wants to number one to be a loch and argue to the shach. And even if you're right to be a loch, not negate the things that are printed over here. Chazanish. Now there's noch enough. I mean, the if you want, chesugei chemin gets involved. Vom shu peh that he wrote down, the Mashiach comes. It's the chesugei d'choyah. The Chodim Mishulis wants a title that Reb Nosson Adler can do it. He never wrote down any Divrei Torah. Torah Papa didn't write down. The Chodim Mishulis says, you know why? Because he never forget anything. So it's Eslas Hashem. For him, there's no Tzarek. He never wrote anything down. That's what he says. Why never wrote anything down? Fine. To go through the Sif over here, go through some lochas quickly. Is that first Sifri Beis we had Locha Masilin Kisra Kodesh says from not Lavach neither Sifri even your own Chedushay Torah is a bad Nechel again in Kisra Kodesh. Says Mishmur means the case of Tanach Neviim Ksuvim Gemara also might to be saying. Now the order of how to go save things, the Locha is first says the Paiskim Mishmur Magavram a mace goes over Kisra Kodesh. Now what mace do we mean? There's a Chaim says it means Yisrael, not a case of a guy. Agam Goy also has an Indian legate. Kfurok, Daimo. But Maestro means the case of Yisrael. Just to explain, maybe, that I was once sitting next to a person who was in jail, who was let up for a furlough to go to the son's bar mitzvah. So he was in jail because he killed 7 Arabs. So I asked him that, Maestro, do you do tshuva by killing 7 Arabs? So he told me, great question. So he sent the question to Chaim Knievsky. He sent it to Rav Kook, who was visiting him in jail. Rav Kook went to Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim was sent back to him and says, Kamoi Shahar Gomal. So I asked him, do you have to chew on the Gomal? He says, I don't think so. So my son, a guy, fine, as you get lucky by Hema. But yet, we have to get a few over here, and then with the lucky, we say them before the case of Swarm over here. They get to Swarm, also the levels over here, what to say first. That means says that Aruch HaShulchan Kitchukon Aruch, a Sefer Torah goes over Shas for Void, says Chodeshani, a case of Torah goes before the case of a Novi. Void says the Mishabrua Magavon for the same Chassidim, the Loch is Torah Shubak Sav, go before Torah Shubal Peh, even in case you have to go pay for it, you borrowed it, still that's Halacha. Now the Ulam likes discussing, once we see the Gedif Mount Mishabrua, the Torah Shubak Sav, override Torah Shubal Peh, then when they point out, they get putting things one top of another. Can you put a Gemara on top of a Chumash? Well, no, the Chumash has to go on top of a Gemara. So, the Maisa, there is an Orcha Shulchan, Yerodeus, Mereish Pei Beis, and Mereish Pei Gimel. You want to tie no, they get to swarm, and even Yuchim is by Mazer, the things are printed, has a getter of a Dusha Beklolis, not Dusha Beprotis. and therefore he writes a person can put a Gemara on top of a Chumash. Maisi Kidua and Chedu were not taught that way. We go on there with this, the Esk Shom Zalm and the Chodashani and the Shevalev and all the Maisi that it was in Vimachm over here, that a person does not put a Gemara on top of a Chumash in any situation, or Chumash goes on top of it. And why? Because it comes from our Mishnah Berurah in the same Chassidim, that even though they had print by the time of the Mishnah Berurah Magavra, still the Mishnah Berurah says the Gate on Salah, and then she over here our Chashuk also brings down the Salah. The Gate is about Salah, Torah Shmiksav, overwrite Torah Shvapeh. Therefore, the Lachah is you put one on top of another. Now, they do get involved. What is a Siddur? Is first a Siddur has davening, but davening it has knock inside. Is that a Gedder of the Vim? Is that a Gedder of Alpeh? What's a Siddur with a Tehillim in the back? What's a Tehillah, a Siddur with the Pashis until Shani in the back? The PM on a Thursday. That's Mavuch among the Chorim. How exactly do you look upon a Siddur? But again, the Siddur we see from our Mishnah Berurah is that Torah Shabbat Peh is less conditional than Torah Shabbat Tzav, at least in the RRP, and therefore when you put things on top of each other, make sure the Chumash is on top of the Gemara. Over here in the Sifu Bays, it brought down also Magavram, the idea of Tfos. Now, to get to things that are printed, the question is what Kedusha does it have? So, first, let's see, as I think that everyone knows a little bit of history, that the printing press, the Gutenberg press, the first one, was in the 1450s. That's when it came out. That means the man at the end of the Rishayim already was a printing press. The question is, how is printing any different to get to Kedusha, to get to Auswar? So, let's divide up to two types of different printing presses. There's one that was from the Zman Rishayim until about 1500 years ago, and then what we have now. Till the ones that the Taz is discussing, and the Mogavon by us is discussing, the Chavetziyah is discussing, the Mishmur is discussing, is something that they, basically a stamp. What they did, they made a plate, and they basically Korech Odom, Korech Chavro, they would stamp it, page after page. You have to make sure, it was Mamash the person doing it over here. In the case where the person was Mamash creating things, come on the Mishmur and Simon Men, he discusses this print has the same Kedusha as the person writing it. So he brings down the Taz that says, Osad Litin Asadin, those who are being Machalik to say that Locha that Tfus is not Nechligeta Kedusha. He goes on further and brings down the Chamas Yor and says, Beshasat Chak, example, La'al Tashmish, you have to have some of the room, you can't cover it. The person can't be Michael. Maish the Mishmur brings down Machalik and Simon Mem, and Simon Reish Mem, Maish is Sosum Lahachmer, and all our prints, Maish has a Geta of Kedusha. Different whether negate the sugya of Tashmish, negate the sugya of Geniza, negate the sugya of us by delight to the Magarvam by us, negate the sugya going to the base of Kisa, Kis, Pitar, Kis. All of our things that are printed have the Kedah of Kedusha like Bizman of the Gemara. The challenge of Bizman is there that we have offset printing. That's not called Kavra anymore. They get involved who exactly is doing it. You push a button and the machines go doing it. What is that? Maybe that's better, has less Kedusha. Negate that come on to have these coolers over here. Still, come on, begins a Kodesh, yes, a Vosner, and a Kodeshani, and a Miashim, and still the Malachim bring down not to Machalik. Still has the same Malacha, and again, just like a Tashmish, Kis Pedar Kis, Ukedayim, and Geniza, still to be Machim over here. Now, in this Halacha, does it make a difference who prints it? If a guy prints it for the Yisrael, says the Chidor by us, the Shai Tshuva brings down, Apidash Rosh Yaakov, even if a guy pushes the button or prints it, makes no difference, doing it for Yisrael has the same Kedusha. People try to tell me, but the guy is pushing it. It says by us, Shachuva Chidor, Mishus Yaakov, there is no difference, same Kedusha, whether it's offset printing, irregular printing, older printing, and all the levels of Kedusha over here.
What's if you didn't learn from it yet?
We didn't get there yet. We have to get there. Now, in the Sif over here, Sif Yabez, it's wrote down what happened to you have a Tanakh written without Dioy. We read in the case of Sabin Sekro. So, come on, the Magavram says, again, the Chulish Tosai, what happened to Mishnah Berurah? We have an Eis Lasa Lashem, the thing that has an Eis Lasa, that's needed. We need Bechol Hoshin, we need a case of Naksav Ashuris, we need not a case of Klaf. The Maisa, Dioi, is not needed. You have the Maisa, you want to be Machmer. The Shell is, if so, how do we use a pencil? It's not Dioi. You know, how in the world are we writing this way? So, first, again, on the Salacha, the Eliyab Ogs the Magavram, they say Eis Lasa. Chutcha. They bring down the Chavnishtim, who wants to argue, Torah Shabbos does argue, They want to know that according to the Machlokes, the Mishmur being Machlokes, still say, you need a Tzarek, don't Tzarek, you have to write with the Yoy. A second reason, Kamal and Chaznish, Kamal and Sharetzi, and he points out, this whole Chumra of Diyoy is not going to case when a person is writing on a cloth. But once a person, anyway, is writing on a piece of paper, so he has to come onto Eis Lasis already, inside the paper Shabbat, there's all one Eis Lasis over here. That means the whole Chumra, the person that has to write with Diyoy, not Saman Sikra, is don't come onto Eis Lasis. But once you come onto Eis Lasis and not writing cloth, you're writing on a piece of paper, so you're already using it, so they have a person that can write, not with Diyoy. Therefore, if you're writing a cloth, don't use a pencil like Chalami. If you're not writing a cloth, of course, you can't use a pencil over here.
Ink is stealing?
Yeah, I think so.
If it's blue or...
No one says... I don't know.
Right, no.
So you're writing a cloth, yeah, good question. But he says the mission will knock a point. Said the Shaitin, and let's say you write b'ksav acher, or b'losh nacher. Again, he says, Allah is, that to write with other shrines, not in D.I., mice is mutter, because once you come into Eis Lasis, whether the paper, or Eis Lasis from the ksav or the loshim, then we can be makel and not use the case of D.I. over here. So come out, number one, we have machlokes in the sigil of not D.I. means that hutcher t'chuyo, and even want to say, it's nichlen get a t'chuyo, but in the case of D.I. or paper, mice can be makel anyway. That's what the Shartian says. Sorry. That's what the Shartian says. Now, Sifya Gimel, Sugya Megillas Esther, again seems to be Machlokes over here, the Sugya of Chotchu versus Tchuyo. Bechav Migzan, Losh Yesh Misha Oimer, a person cannot be Matzel, Masha Enke in the Mok of Rom, and the way the Mishmur Paschal, the Rav HaShulchan, Maisa person can be Matzel, less than Lichel together of Savit Sikro. And on this case again, the Kamal of the Eli Rabban says, all cases the person can't save, while the Eli Rabban Shetelsi holds it's always Chotchu. Same all cases over here, Mok of Rom is being Chayshish, certain cases of Chotchu, not Chotchu, has a case of Eis Lasis, we Machmer. Sivya Dal, Sugya of Kameo, again mentioned before, Machlokes Rabbah versus the Torah over here, is the get over here of saving it. Now you have to realize, you have to know what the Issa of Kameo is. A Kameo can be in the Klaf, and in Diyoy, and Lashon HaKodesh, and Ksav HaShiris. Still the Lacha is not being Matzel. Why? What did they do wrong over here? Oh, no one says that. I thought it was Nachasimo. The words that they say over why, not the Lashon, they say why, is not me to learn from it. That means he's saying Nachasim is against Shach. Shach says it's a make you make already, Chasimah. Well, let's go this way. It's not, the words of the Levosh say over that if you write all these things, but still has to be made to learn, a command is what you wrap up and no learn from it. That means you write something and no learn from it seems to be knocking this, sir. Knocking you say to an Isov here, and that Chorinim is not different than the Heter, unless say Hotcha Hotcha. Without that, otherwise, it's an Isser to write things that people do not learn from it. Not sure. I hear. Sif Tezvav is a locha when a person has money inside the sticker safe or a sticker filling. So locha is the Mishnah says the person has a right to be matzel and do not take out the tefillin. You can be matzel with the money with the tefillin with the safer. Now the case of it is tefillin. What about the svarim? You have a bag with a safer with money. So the Levush, who wouldn't share Sifri Kodis? Same exact halacha. Building upon this, when we mentioned the Sugya negate the idea of bosses. When a person has on a table, he has his neiris. The halacha says, Meshigrua, put chalas on the table, Meshain Zain, no problem, not to have a bosses, and Isla Eter, and go move your table. Couldn't a safer put on the table and have the same Sugya over here and say a safer is more choshim in the case of neiris? And they're all coming from the Levush by over here that says, Lab Dafka Tilam. Or who didn't share Sifrei Kodesh? So it seems to be a shaila that we look at Svarim being more chashuv than Neir and Shabbos. The simple understanding is Svarim are more chashuv, and therefore a Vosner or an Mechaim and others say the Maaseh put the same on the table. Once they're ready, you can move the tables and Neir's there. A Gamut Vodan Ochsu Ben the Chanish says no, Neir's on Tzarech Shabbos, Chal's on Tzarech Shabbos, a Sefer not on Tzarech Shabbos. Not by a Sefer, which would. He says those words, he doesn't apply to the safer. Very simple difference, you tell me in the laptop. But my son, the chaznish, you want time to know that the nair is more choshev than the safer. But I point out how, even though the only one time stark that to be makel with a sefer on the table, to take a sefer off the shelf and put it on the table, but das, make this for one time to be machmer because you're being mishtamsh the sefer you own serve. That means to make your table into a bus isleheter. I mean, if you use a siddur for mitzvah, you put it down, oh, I have two things here, a siddur and there is a seder. What to be samachan? But to be mishtamsh the sefer before, there's a bayah over here. What?
How can you do that
here? But they put a batash, the kabbalah. Right, he said you put it there. There. Not sure. It's kakash. Sifta Zayin. The halacha, when a person has kids of kodesh already there, when to go put it there. Mechava is a stam yishoimim. The halacha, he said the person can be matzal. Mashen came the tazbach of Rom or Shufa Meshbuah, the one taino, to put it there, but das, the mice is ulcer. Once it's there already, a person has the right to remove it. This leads to the case of Kikah and Tinnik. Then the mice, the person, can you put it there? The Mechava says the mice of Loshi Yishmatim, that you can put it there. A lot of the case of Dlekir, who in other cases of Gnev and Gzela, in the same halacha. The person, that means you have a head to kick your tinnik, number one, by the sugya of mace. And number two, it seems to be that anything that a pocket bitsoim, anything that will happen that is any shash over there, might lead to the same person with issur here. A person has a right to move things to a case of a kick on a tinnik. Sivin Ches, in the case of Kitha Kodesh, it's held going to go move it. So very important to follow here. The meal of Nochi, the mice is also, except by doing an issur, ice is mutter in certain cases. One is by Chalush Ein by Sakono. Another example is for saving kids for Kodesh. One tell a guy, there's a fire, take out my swamp from the house. Why? Because over here, even though it's just Rabbim, as presenting kids for Kodesh, the mice is mutter. It says in Mechab very clear, even though taking the just Rabbim, the rice by Goy, the mice is mutter.
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say by Rennes, or Kolomatel, that's even the rice?
Right, so a couple of them they point out that this idea of Rennes is not negated swarm. You can say straight out by Svarim. Right. But only they take it even further, we're saying Kol Machab Eidem Mafsid to put out the fire in the house. But since, usually what happens, we have Svarim inside the house, and we have mezuzahs attached to the house, there's no way for the Goyim to take it off. Therefore, today we do not have to be Murameis in the gate of the fire. We tell Goyim straight out, put out the fire.
Even
no problem.
Even if it's coming to its own, like that.
That's Machab, that's correct. That means it comes out, two years later, this number one, the law is to go bring it to Shusharab and the rice and water. And number two, we get a simple vov when Muhammad speaks out. You tell God to put out the fire of Zoyin Kisar Kodesh. You do not have to come on to the Sugar Ramizo. You tell the guy, go tell the fire, and guy, put out the fire of the mice and water. We have a zizzle here, go put out the fire. Besides the Sugar Pukwak Nefesh. No, I cannot do the rice, he can do the rice. They do discuss if that's so, I can tell the guy to do the rice. That means just supposed to do a bottom. Let me myself put out the fire as Malokos Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy. And therefore the Rana of the Rashi, Binyan Yisham, it says, I can put out this fire as B'Zayin Kisar Kodesh. Myself, the Goyin, when he brings it down, the Pir Golem says, Delesa, or Chushuk Nathaway, we know already the Kral of Malokos Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy is the most chomadika of the Drabonans over here, because the Betim is a get of the Raisa with the Dovet Study over here, and therefore we were not letting your soul put out the fire, even though it's Malokos Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy, but tell the Goyin to put it out, or tell the Goyin to carry Tzrich L'Gufoy. That's what we go do over here. So you test the Mechaba brings down the locho that Shar Oints is a nichel the get over here of Deleiko. So if Chov is the Sugil Gilyonis, that means Gemara speaks out, the person has a Gilyon, whether it's the top or the bottom, or maybe partial or partial, between top and top, at the beginning of the Sefer, the end of the Sefer, the locho is a Matzilim, has no Kedusha to it. Now what does that mean? It's come on the Mishnah Berurah and the Mok of Rum, they bring down a Master Ben Yomin. The get of Al was from that are new versus from that are old over here. That means people get involved in the sugya of new svar, maybe has no kedusha to it. They're coming from this master ben yamin. That means the svar still put a new svar on the floor over here. Maybe has no kedusha. Advertisements have come to your house, you want to put in the garbage, you never read. Maybe has no kedusha. They're all building up upon this master ben yamin over here. Maybe not the chagad of kedusha. They do discuss that once we have the idea of going this over here, things that are being cut off with a piece of paper, Mishmur is saying by the case of chodosh has no kedusha, by the case of yashin has kedusha. Let's say you take a sefer, you want to bind it. When you bind it, what do? You drill three holes, put a string through it. The person's body, you make sure not to the oisius. And now you're left behind with paper dust. That paper dust does not need gneza. Ramesh the sefer. So they say it really depends on the situation based upon how much the Gromagama must have been Yamin. Isn't it safer that already was used? And a couple years later, the Tata wants to get a bind over here, fix it up because it's been used. Wants to come out a brand new safer. So if the safer was used, so the Ginzai Kurdish, he quotes out a signal, and he went to the Ashur, and Kodashonim, Kakineski, Vasfraim, and others come and say, about his Kedusha to it. That's the Gilganis over here. And about us being put in Genizo. So I went over to the people in the Mir Oitzer and I asked them, what do you do, Lamaiso, when you bind with the paper left behind? So I went over to one person. He said, about it, it's Mr. Brewer, bullshit. We have bags and bags of paper doors to put in Genizo. I went over to the other person in the Oitzer. The Porsche, it's Mr. Brewer, the Oitzer does not follow the Mr. Brewer. That's not the meaning that way. The Vada don't put in Genizo. But I'm sure they do the Mir Oitzer. But myself, both of them are Mishabrua. Both of them are right away. They knew the Mishabrua right away. They said, one said the Vat Mishabrua, one said we don't follow the Mishabrua. Both knew. Myself's form say, you bind it, the paper dust, you have to put a Geniza. Mash Enkim is a brand new safer. Mash Enkim is a new safer, again, new safer, old safer.
That's
a good one. I think it's a Mas Minyom. We'll look it up together. Maisa Mishmur is coming out, and I'll tell you in the case of a new safer, on that, Gneeza not. Some say maybe it's right to do Gneeza. I'm sure the Blisk says, Roy Gneeza. Maisa, Sadhu Khodashani, Avadi don't need Gneeza. And therefore, you have a new safer you just bought before you use it, that economy you bind, and it only do not hit the ACS, you only get the Gillian, the Maisa, that's a local here. Of course, Kain, like, make it try, get involved, different, get it, try not. Maisa does not need a case of Gneeza over here. I asked my kid years ago when I was going to this thing the first time, I asked him, so when you have a write with a pencil and then you erase it, you have all the little pieces left behind. So all the little pieces when you erase, that go Genizo. It was used. You wrote something over here. You're correcting over here. So my kid was a smart kid. He says, what's left behind? It's not the lead. It's the rubber that's being left behind. So I said, see the photo showing, it says the same thing. It's not the lead. It's the rubber being left behind. I want
title. The lead is
the lead. That's the ick, is really the rubber. So I asked my son, again this years ago, about the chalk in the blackboard. This man again 10-12 years ago. It's like, what's that? So he says, yeah, I remember 4 years ago they stopped using chalk on the blackboard. I asked my kids now, they have no idea what that is at all. My oldest kid knew what chalk was, because he remembered his Gerson Yankasa 16 years ago, they once had it. They changed it. So I asked, what do they use now? What do they use, right? They use lard, markers. Markers they use. So, no, markers, there's nothing left behind, right?
There is.
A mashu? I don't know. But there's no dust left behind by the blackboard. So, my son again, so Ginzai Kodesh brings down his questions. Nichol Nasigi over here. So, there's some Chaim and others. So, I asked my son, what's the locha? Tell me it's mutter. I asked him, I didn't know it's mutter. He said, that's a big oil. So, they wrote to Chaim, and there's some Chaim, what's the locha? He said, Pukhazi Maidam in the bar. Just like my son. I said, mutter. So, my son, why is it mutter? So, the Kodeshani, different story. One story is, he says, because it's Nick, it was written Amnas Teres. And the whole two ones, Nick is made to be Amnas Teres. What's it made to be erased? Might they say it's no Nok Shivus over here? No, binding was not made to be cut out.
It's made to be bound.
Again, you use it for 3 years, and then has Kedusha. And again, it's Nick and Shivus, and the whole Mahos of it is built to be erased. Your safe is not made to have holes inside of it. Sometimes you get one out, you put holes in it, and you bind it. The last symbol over here, symbol of Aleph, is the idea of an Apikurus who writes Kisra Kodesh. Now, first, what comes out? We saw when he writes a cipher, if it's made to read, has Kedusha. It's not made to read, still have a Sugar Bazoin. Mash Enkin Apikurus, the Rock of Design, Omanal says, what do you do? Even if you wrote something, Sarfin. You have to burn it. Why? The Gemara says, Mandak by Isfa Isha. Want to make Shalom Beneim. These things over here come to make Eva and Kino and Mampi Oika Armuno. Alas, come the Kama. They're in Oisius. A lot of you have to get rid of it. A lot of you have to destroy it over here. Now, what does that mean? So, first, Mishpur brings down the case the different medallions, different coins over here, medallions that were not made like so. Some people have coins that had written with a shame of a Vizar on top of it. Shame of a Shem on top of it. The question was, a Vizar or not? So they come along the back of the Taz brought up in the Mishmur, so the Vati can't have it. But, says the Mishmur, to go burn it, maybe it's not a Vati Zara. That means you get stuck, you're not sure what it was. Says you can't have it, but you can't burn it. But it goes on further, says the Mishmur, Let's see, we had his coins from Sweden. I think from Schweiz. Swiss.
Sweden.
I said
Sweden.
Sweden. Sweden. Sweden, okay. So he said with a dish like something new. He was meant to go spend. That a vada was not made for you. We cottage only the case of cold. So first you see over here that meant to spend of it, a vada has no douche to it, even for them, and there was no problem. The only shell is they can get the medallions have any mile to it. Now this would be a little more practical. You have a sefer that was written, let's say, by a missionary. Open it up, it says inside, the printed by a missionary. What's the luck in to get things that are printed by apikorsim? So, but again, there are two types of things you can't get from missionaries. You get things that have kfira to it. You have something that has no kfira to it. First, you get something that has kfira to it. Today we use printing, and offset printing. So maybe you can argue the point to burn it as Hashem's name is not Dumb Kedusha, has no Kavana, the guy printing it has no Sheikhas, and maybe the guy wanting to print it, paying for it, he wants for Avodah Zarah. The guy is pushing it, some Sheikhs doesn't even know how to read it, could be. So maybe he has no Ketumah to it, that the Maisa to go burn it, who says he have a right to? Maisa is a question of Moshe and Shuva. But Moshe says, Maisa is Kfira, you burn it. The Chayna Sisa Maiso. I the Maiso did that way. I had a sefer with a psukim and Hashem's name, and I burnt it. In his mamish kliro, a vada we burn. Lasha klai, not the yashbo, then a vada we burn. Now the question is, things that have no kliro. Let's give an example. They give you an Old Testament with the assumption there's no kliro inside the Old Testament. Let's go with the assumption. They just translate the words. There's no problem here. The Maiso is a case of a missionary. What do you do with that case?
All the Old Testament is kliro.
The correct testament. So Maisa, they do have the Issachar. This question, and Moshe, and Yashiv, and others, and Vazir, they kind of first look, especially with the idea that today the printing is no Kavanah to it. So let's analyze it. It's not the words, there's no problem. It's not Kavanah, there's no problem. So there's no Dinsreif over here. Right? Because there's no Bayam, not inside the words, not inside the Kavanah. And Yashiv said over a story that he knows that Bengis, Tzatzal, that he got a Chumash. And the last word of the Chumash, the whole Yad HaChazoka, the Kuf, had a Tselem attached to it, the Kuf. So Bengis, he cut out the Kuf, and the rest he kept. Why? Because, again, all the words are fine. There's no concern over your Namsa, the word Namsa Kavono. Maisi kept. There's no Jinnah Sreifa over here. No Jinnah Sreifa. Negate to Aros from his man is that. Negate when it's, again, when it has no Kefira to it, even though the Mishnah printed it. That's, again, they're saying they can write the whole thing, but again, they can write whatever they want. That's Savyat, it's printing. There's no Bayam, it's, again, where is the chesaron over here? There's no Kavono for Yoshko, number one, and there's no Kefir over here. There's no Isra, any place to pinpoint. So how can you burn it?
He wrote it.
Here's no one. It's printing. No one wrote it. It's printing. That's what I said already, that was the Taz of the Chamasir. That was the question. It's still something Machmer. You could argue that Sanctuary Machmer was to give a Zayin. But also, they want to say they can get a Kedusha. My Medeshah Mumaisa will start to give Gromov and Machmer Shmuel. That's what we have.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, you don't burn.